Our friends at Focus on Energy are busy, busy, busy at this time of the year. And regardless of COVID-19, they are there to serve you. And one of the guys that's keeping up with all the activity is Joel Rolchin. He's an energy advisor with Focus on Energy. I want to remind you before we get started chatting with Joel that you can always find information about programs available to you, your farm, your agribusiness online, focusonenergy.com/agribusiness, or their toll-free number to talk to an energy advisor, 888-623-2146. That's 888-623-2146. And if you're considering any kind of adjustment as far as equipment or remodeling or new construction, get the energy advisors in there early. Joel, it is appropriate that you and I today are talking about Wisconsin's changing weather dynamics. I had to start searching around for the ice scratcher for my windshield because I know sooner as opposed to later, I'm going to need it. So now we're focused in on some of the heating equipment incentives that obviously we don't talk about much outside of this time of the year. So give us a little sense on how busy you guys are going to be talking with farms and agribusinesses on how to save energy with heat.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the time of year. We finally got our wood burner fired up a little bit, trying to get a little heat into the home ourselves. So along with firing up that furnace of ours. So the boilers that we have for the agribusiness, anything that's used in the space heating equipment, things that you're using in your milking parlors, reheating any of that with the domestic hot water heating and process heating. We've got great incentives on those hot water boilers that you can take advantage of. We've got everybody out there in the field right now trying to help out with those, with the ag folks, and getting the word out there about all the incentives that we have. We've got things on infrared heaters. If you're doing that, those are pretty popular in a lot of the farm shops that we're finding out there. We do offer incentives, things even on the furnaces. If you've got some office equipment or, some office space in a lot of these larger dairies that you have going, we can offer incentives on the furnaces for those. And then also for unit heaters, if you've just got some of those big high-efficiency Modine heaters that you're hanging in some of your different areas or greenhouses, we'll offer incentives on those as well.
Boy, I can't imagine a greenhouse that wouldn't want to investigate a few incentives.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an area that that we're really trying to focus on, help those greenhouses out as well. They've obviously got a lot of heat that seems to be pouring into those buildings, keep those plants looking beautiful. A lot of poinsettias I've been seeing around quite a bit lately. So those guys are really getting hot and heavy, getting ready for that Christmas season as well. So those unit heaters are really a big advantage if you upgrade to some of those higher efficiency ones. We'll certainly help you out on the backside, trying to give you a little money back on that. And then you're doing your part, save some energy, and do a little bit for our environment.
Now, let's talk a little bit about how you get involved in this process, Joel. I mean, for people that are considering an upgrade or their new construction or a remodel or something like that, help them understand how easy you make it to select the right equipment that qualifies for the right rebates. You guys take care of everything.
Yeah, absolutely. The key is trying to get us involved early, and when we do that, we're pretty unobtrusive for the most part. We get in there, we just work directly with the customer, and we'll work directly with your trade ally. We'll make sure that whatever you're selecting is going to be able to qualify for our program. And from there, your energy advisor should be taking care of most of the paperwork for you. We're going to handle working with that trade ally in order to try to secure those invoices when your project is done. We're going to help verify that the equipment that you're putting in is energy efficient and is going to qualify for our program. And then when it comes time to take advantage of the program and put in that application with Focus on Energy, your energy advisor will do most of the paperwork for that as well in order to make sure everything gets submitted correctly and properly and on time. But again, the big thing we want to stress, bring us in there early into that project so we can make sure we help you out and you'll be able to take advantage of the program.
Yeah, Joel Rolchin's along with us. He's an energy advisor with Focus on Energy. And I really want to commend Focus on Energy. They've received awards and accolades for how they implement this program, how they get the money, the savings back to the customer. The other thing about this heating equipment incentive situation, Joel, is it looks like you guys are willing to work with basically any mode of heating that you want to look at, natural gas, electric, even propane.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We can help out everybody as long as they're participating in that Focus on Energy program, be it your electric or your natural gas utility. If you are on LP, we do have financial incentives for you folks as well. You just need to make sure your electrical service provider is participating in the Focus on Energy program as well. But we've got incentives for everyone. If you're unsure about it, you can check out our website, focusonenergy.com, or again, just call that 888 toll-free phone number, get hooked up with one of the energy advisors, and we're happy to stop out and talk with you about it, or give you a phone call for that matter at this in this unprecedented times here.
Yeah, 888-623-2146 is that toll-free number, 888-623-2146. Yeah, I want to just push pause for a second, Joel, and ask you about that. How has it been trying to evaluate these projects and still keep up with all the customer service that Focus on Energy is known for with this COVID thing? How have you guys been handling it?
I would be lying if I said it wasn't interesting or certainly a change of pace for us. Energy advisors, by design, you know, we're getting out in the field quite a bit, or we're supposed to be getting out in the field working directly face-to-face with folks. The COVID thing has changed all of that dramatically. We're making a lot more phone calls. We're calling ahead before we're stopping in. We're wearing our face masks and PPE. We're sanitizing on a regular basis. And we, unfortunately for us, the ones that we like getting out in the field, but we've had to curtail that to a good extent as well, just because we're not able to do that face to face all the time, or folks aren't comfortable with it, which is perfectly fine. But that's where luckily we've got the great phone support that we can absolutely offer. We're always available via email as well, so we still have a lot of ways to get a hold of us, and it's certainly changed the way that we've been working through the program. But we're still 100% here for you. We want to be available as much as we can, and if we can arrange to make that stop out to see you, if that's going to be easier for you or that's what you prefer, we can certainly make arrangements to have that happen as well.
Absolutely. Joel Rolchin, along with us, one of the energy advisors that dots the state of Wisconsin with Focus on Energy. Their website, again, focusonenergy.com/agribusiness, toll-free 888-623-2146. You know, one thing I was thinking about, Joel, you folks do rely a lot on trade allies. And when I think about Focus on Energy and your trade allies, my mind automatically goes to electricians, for example. How are you still building relationships with all our heating and air folks, or is that a pretty solid base that can help you find these farm projects that are happening?
Absolutely. We're still building that base. We're always looking for more trade allies to come into the program and work directly with us. That being said, we have an absolutely phenomenal base of electricians and HVAC folks and everyone that you can imagine out there working with us already. So if you have somebody local that isn't involved in our program, we'd love to help you out, get them signed up as a trade ally and come into that focus group. If you want to work with someone that's part of Focus on Energy, again, you can go to our website and you can search trade allies and you can see which trade allies are actively working with us currently. But again, you don't need to be with Focus on Energy right now as a trade ally. We're more than happy to bring you in and get you hooked up, and that way you can help your customers take advantage of the Focus on Energy program as well.
The other thing that I want to remind folks just quickly, Joel, is if you haven't heard something kind of hit a tone with you, you guys have a lot of custom incentives that you are happy to work with on those unique projects that me maybe never have seen before.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the larger aspects of the program that we can take advantage of. So we do have our incentives that you see in our catalog, and those are really easy. They're one-for-one. They're called prescriptive incentives. But for those projects that just don't fall under the catalog, under something that we've seen before, anything like that, we can still give you incentive money for it if you're going to be saving energy. We just need to go the custom route. There are a few little protocols that you need to go through in order to make sure that we can make that happen. Again, get a hold of your energy advisor before you start the project. That's key. But we can still give you money back on electricity saved and gas saved. The one thing I tell my customers, if you are touching anything with your natural gas or your electricity or LP for that matter at this point, call your energy advisor. See if there's a way that they can help you out, get some incentives back from the Focus on Energy program for some energy-saving equipment.
Very well spoken. Joel Rolchin along with us, an energy advisor with Focus on Energy, ready to answer any of the questions you may have, or more importantly, get your trade allies and your project involved in energy savings today. Remember, you can find all of our energy advisors and more about the Focus on Energy program online, focusonenergy.com/agribusiness, or call their toll-free number, 888-623-2146.